Okay, today's daf Nun Beis. We are on daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines where the lines are wide, where it says Avro Lav Rishon Velo Kisahu. So today's shiur, first of all, is sponsored by the Silver family of Baltimore Le'ilu Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Aaron. It's also sponsored today. Today is the day that my grandmother was taken to Auschwitz, and today the 16th of Tammuz, and today is the day that her mother and three siblings were killed. So we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmasam. It's Necha Blima Bas Israel Leib Ben Shmuel Tzvi, Aidu Bas Shmuel Tzvi, Moshe Ben Shmuel Tzvi, and Pinchas Ben Shmuel Tzvi. Hashem Hashem Avalias. So here we go. Now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if the first one goes all by and doesn't cover it, and the second one goes by, he has to cover it, right? So Rishon Me'emas Miftar. How long does time? How long of a time can pass, and then he's not going to be part of, and he's Me'emas Miftar. How long does the first? How much time has to pass before the first one's no longer liable? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Zarim Tabaya Mishmei Derabbi Barachana Adam Mishmei Derabbi Bar Money Chadamar Mishem Minicho Mitashmish. From when he finishes work, he finishes his job, right? And the second guy is still doing work. Then the shmir is only on the second guy. V'chad amar mishiyim tzlo dolyov. When he hands the cover to the second guy, when he hands him the cover, right? Kitanoi, not sure how different that is in practicality, but kitanoi hamadala mayim in a bar. If someone's drawing water out of the bar, ubach avero, and the son friend comes along, v'amalo hanachli, leave it alone. V'niyad dalamayim, I'm going to do now draw water. Once he stops working, so he's no longer putter. He's done. Reuven's done. Shimon's came. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omar mishiyim solo dalyov. When the time comes, when you hand him over the cover, but I can be fleeing with the arguing in. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov savar yesh brera, right? Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov said that when you hand him over the cover, it's not really brera. Brera means retroactive application. Right. It's like Brera. In other words, till I hand it over to you, it's my bar. Right. Once I hand it over to you, so now it's your bar. Right.
Does that suggest that you need some sort of mindset to hand over the responsibility?
It's not a mindset. You're handing over the key. We're gonna have a minute with the key. Once I give you the key, so I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
It's not Brera in terms of halachas Brera.
Right.
Once I hand you the key, so now I'm out. Right? V'ha midideh Yesh Beira, how did they come, Mali? How did they come, Mali? First, I was busy. Now you're busy. Rashi says right here. It's not that the second guy is on the first guy's watch. That the first guy has to watch what the second guy's doing. No, Hilchach im hezek shneim chayavin. If that would be the case, if they both did damage, they're both chayiv. Avol Masalo is hadli. Once I give you over the job, Nasazaz Shomer Shakibal of the Kisoso. Now the second guy's responsibility. Very simple. For Rabbanan Safri, Ain Brera. The Rabbanan say, no, this is Ain Brera. Therefore, it doesn't go by handing it over, it goes by being responsible. Kizantai. Amravina, Vaz Lutamayu. And they both are consistent with the reasons. Ditnan, Hashutfin, Shinadru, Hana, Zemizeh. If two Shutfin, Aser each other, they own two Shutfin own a Chaser together, and they don't like each other. So they asked each other, I'm never going to go yours and you're never going to come in mine. They asked each other, right? So, neither of them can enter. I can go in mine, you can go in yours. Why? My kamiflagi. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov savar yesh brera. I'm going in my half and you're going in your half. It's brera in the sense that it's the idea. When I go in my half, so it shows that this is my half. So I'm not violating the neder, because it's not your half. I only made a neder, I'm not going in your I don't like you. I like myself. So, right? So what? Well, it's not really brera. It's like brera. It's like a brera type of idea. It's not really my brera. Because really, each partner owns every molecule of the chatzar.
Well, that's a lot of focus.
Right? You own every... But I would say that the machlokas is based on that. We're not saying that. If me and you buy a piece of property together, l'choru, we own the whole thing together. I own every molecule, and you own every molecule. Oh, so I build a house on this. Then we're not getting into a fight because you think trade deals are, and then And then I don't want to be in the same chatzeris. I make a nedering. You make a nedering against me, so I can still go in my half. Why? Because it shows it's not really your half. That's all we're saying. Rabbanan Savri ain't brayer. None of that. Therefore, I can't go into any molecule of the chatzir, and you can't go into any molecule of the chatzir. So that's what's going on.
He never ossered his own half.
No, but since they both own each molecule of the whole half of the whole, you can't go into any molecule.
Into any of it.
Right. If you hold like Rabbanan Yaakov, you can. Because when I go into this half, it shows it's not really his.
Right.
It's my half. Amar Belazar. If you sell a pit to your friend, once you give him over the cover, kona, he's kona. What's the case? If I sold you the bar for money, the liquid kaspa, let the money be the kinyan. If you did it with chazaka, let the chazaka be the kinyan. So the Gemara says, well, no, that's not what we meant to say. La'ola b'chazaka. Really, you are acquiring it with chazaka. We want to say, lech v'chazikni, go acquire the bar with chazaka. How do you acquire a bar with chazaka? Kivon de masar lo dayav, since I give you over the cover, which is basically the use, the right to use, kiman de amrin lech chazikni dami. It's as if I told you.
It's yours.
It's yours, exactly.
Where are you selling this pit? In Shishram or in...
I don't know where. It's a good question.
How do you...
Maybe it's in your property, yeah. And then you're going to be mafia the property to him. Or you're going to give him a path or something.
Okay, but it's not.
No. No. Levi, similar thing. You sell a house to a friend. The key, giving over the key, affects the transaction. That makes him acquire it. Same thing. If it's money, when you pay me for the house, I'll give you the house. Right? So the Gemara says again, same answer, la'ola and bechazaka. Really, it's with chazaka. And what he meant to say was, go acquire it with chazaka. But how do you do that? Kivan, shemazal, maftayach. Once I give you the key, kimanda amale, chazay v'kini dami. It's as if I told you, that's the chazaka. Amar shlokesh b'shem rabyanai, hamocher edo lechaveiro. If somebody sells a flock to his friend, I'm telling you a flock of my sheep, kivan, shemazal, mashchuchis. Once I give you over the mashkuches, kana, you acquire it. We'll say in a minute what that is. Hey chidami, again, same question. If it's with mashicha, then acquire the herd with mashicha. Draw them toward you, right? Some other thing. Ibn mesira, likni b'mesira. You're going to pick up each one. You can pick up each one. La'olam, no, b'mashicha. Really, it's with mashicha. Uboi l'meimar, lech mashechu kini. And I told you, go acquire it. Kivan the muscle mashchuches. Once I tell you once I give you over the mashchuches, kiman da amale mashach v'kini dami. That's the equivalent of a chazaka. My mashchuches. What is that? Hacha tirgamu karkashta. Some kind of bell, right? Which I guess we call the animals. Rav Yaakov Amar Iza the Azla Beresh Edra. It's a goat which is like the leader of the sheep. Like you know, they follow it. Rashi says. Yesh lebal ha'eder eiz charif, right? He has a sharp dung, a goat. V'derech ha'izim lahalech berosha v'eder halach achareihem. And the sheep follow the goat. Rabbi Yaakov Amar iza de azla bereish edra. I said that already. Kidedarish hahu galiloi aledra of chista. Like this Galilean learned in front of chista. Kad rug is raya al ana avid lanagda samusa. When you get angry at the herd, you kill the goat. If you kill the goat, you get angry, in a bad mood, you get angry. So you kill the goat. But killing the goat, the herd is lost.
Right.
So Rashi says, Kach, kisha makom nifra, misoni Yisrael. When Hashem is angry at the Jewish people, it's a euphemism for the Jewish people, b'manalehem parnesim she'ena mehuganim. He gives them leaders that are not worthy. Right? I mean, we're leaderless. So then we're lost. Okay. You read the Gemara, you never would have got that Musar.
Yeah,
Rashi tells you, no, it's talking about Bnei Yisrael, right? Okay, next. Kisahu Risho.
Hashem's angry with the American.
Exactly. No matter what, Kisahu Rishon, if the first person covered it, right? Rashi says, Kishenishtameshbo. He's using it. So he finishes using it and he covers it like a good boy. Uba sheni, the second guy comes along. Rashi says lehishtamesh bo, because he wants to use it now. Umatzo magula, he finds it's open. Velo kisahu, and it's not closed. Hasheni chayev, if the second guy lets it go, he's chayev, 100% chayev. If he doesn't cover it and he walks away and something happens, he's chayev. Why? You're standing there. You see it's not covered. Why? Cover it, exactly. Cover it. Right? The Milunil says, the chiddush here is that the first guy has no duty to come back to make sure it's still covered. Have to come back every day, every hour, every minute, and make sure nothing happened. It didn't go. You don't have a duty to do that.
He was responsible. He
covered it. I covered it. I'm allowed to go. That's what the Reel Neil says. The Ramban says that it's not true, that you do have a duty. Maybe they're arguing about when that duty kicks in. It can't be. You cover it. You have to go back 5 minutes later. That can't be. How about 5 years later? So maybe I should go back and make sure that cover is still good. That could be such a requirement for you. That could be. But for sure, whatever the time gap is, I don't know. But that's what's going on here. You don't have a duty to do that. Somehow you come back and somehow it's uncovered. You can't go back to the first guy. You see, you should have come back. No, I don't have a duty to do that. Second guy's responsible. Make sense?
Yeah, so he has a good cover.
Exactly.
Because the wooden cover had been eaten by worms. It crumbled.
Correct.
So therefore, the covering was not even a good covering. You should have realized that it was not going to hold.
That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says it was good for a while. At some point, nothing lasts forever.
Correct.
Right? So at some point, you should have to go back. What that point is, I don't know. But not in the same day. I have to go back that day, make sure the cover's good. Not gonna get eaten up by termites in one day, right? So kiso next part of the mission is kiso karoi. I did it right. V'nafal l'tocho shor ochamar umes putter, and an animal fell in and died. I'm putter. Why are you putter?
Because
he covered it. What do you want from this guy? What more can he do? He covered it. Lo kiso karoi. If you didn't cover it properly. V'nafal l'shama v'nafal l'tocha baruch hamar sharuch hamar umeis chayev. You're chayev.
What's a kiddush?
What?
What's a kiddush? Are you covered or you didn't cover it? If you didn't cover it, it's a shayev. If you covered it, it's an angus.
Oh, the Gemara's going to ask that question. Good question. Nafal l'fan of mikol hakriya. Let's say the animal fell in, they're digging, and the animal fell in because of the noise of the digging. He got all frightened and he fell in. So chayev, you're chayev for that. So Rashi says, who's chayev for that? Not the digger, the owner owns the pit. Rashi says, bar kriya, you're digging a pit. V'nichnas kora sachir l'tocho, you hire a guy to dig the pit. Laharchiv o lahamik, to make it wider or deeper. V'shar holech al svas habor, shar walks by, takes a peek in, see what's going on in there. V'shama kol hapatish, he hears the banging. V'nivas, he gets all frightened. V'nafal, and he falls in. Alpanov, babor. He falls face in, you're chayev. Lachorav mikol hakriya, potter. If he falls back in, you're potter. Why? We'll get in the Gemara. Nafal tocha shor, v'kelev, v'nishtabru. If you fell in, if the animal fell in and he broke kelim. Chamar, v'kelev, or a donkey with kelim, v'niskaru, and somehow something happened to the kelim, right? Chayev ala behema, upatar ala kelim. You chayev on the behema, you putter on the kelim, because you never chayev a kelim in a bar. Why not? It's a drasha. Nafal tocho shor cherishot of a cotton. It's a machlokas in the Gemara what this means. That means that the shor itself is a cherish, or a shota, or a cotton, or the owner is a cherishot of a cotton. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Anyway, nafal tocho shor cherishot of a cotton, chayev, you're chayev. Again, what that means, we're not sure. Ben Obas, what about a Ben Obas, a son or a daughter, right? And they have no das. It means a children. 4-year-old kid falls into the bar. So maybe I would say, listen, it says not Adam, you're not chayef for an Adam. That's an adult who knows where they're going. Eved or Amma, or even an Eved or an Amma, Potter. You're Potter. Right? Why? Because you're not potter for human beings. If they die. You're not potter for human being dies. I eat a cotton.
You're not chayev.
You're not chayiv. You're not chayiv for a human being. Ah, it's a cotton. What do you want from this cotton? He doesn't know any better. He doesn't know there's a boar, you can fall in and hurt yourself. He doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. Doesn't matter, you're still potter. What about Eved O'ama? There's a chiddush for that. Why does the Mishnah tell me that?
Because they should know better.
Right, they should know better, exactly. So the obvious you're potter,
right.
Because you're potter on human beings. So does the Mishnah telling me that? So the Rishonim give a bunch of answers. You're not going to like any of these answers. One answer is because no matter what kind of Eved you have, whether he's an Olympian or he's 104 years old, right? He's still, and they die, you kill them, you have to pay 30 shekel. Right. So you see that value is irrelevant. So maybe you should be chaya for an Eved, you potter. That's one answer. Another answer is that an Eved is doma to a chamor. Right? I'm doma to a chamor. So maybe they have the din of an animal, and if the din of an animal, you should be chayiv. Comes along the Mishnah, you potter. Yeah, you like that one? Yeah. And then the third answer is because there's a drasha later that it says kesef yashiv lebailov. So we make a drasha there that it has to have an owner. Since these people have owners, maybe you should be chayiv. They're slaves. Comes along the Mishnah, your pater. They're still human beings. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the exact same question we said before, that the first one comes along and finds it covered. Second one comes along and finds it uncovered. What's the din? The din is it's a responsibility of the second guy. Till when is he potter? Till when? How much time can elapse? Like we said in the before, 5 years, 5 minutes. So Amar of Rav, b'chdei sheyeda, as long as he knows, Rashi says, b'chdei sheyeda, sheyavu gam rishon achrei kein, v'yirenu megula. And he'll notice it's a problem. He'll notice it's a problem. Howel v'shnein yodin shehu megula. You know, you realize it's a problem. You covered it. You happen to be, the next day you're walking by, you notice it's uncovered. Then you come along and you will see it's uncovered. Of course I'm chayiv. Because I noticed it. Right? Ramiolav atarvayu. Of course both are responsible. So they have a whole hack with Rashi. Why does Rashi say you have to go see it? What if the neighbor told you? That's not good enough? If the mamash see with your own two eyes? The neighbor can't say, by the way, you know, Menachem, you covered the pit. I noticed it was uncovered. I was driving by. I noticed it. Now, does he have a duty to come out and cover it? I don't know. But he tells you, I'm the one who covered it. And now that I know, Rashi isn't there. You go and see. Someone can't tell you? Interesting, right? Yeah.
Why would any citizen of that town be Mokhoyev who passes by and sees an uncovered?
I'm telling you, in the Chana, they should be, right?
Anybody, right?
They should be. Right?
Walk by your thing and it's a
I know, because it's only in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Right.
Or in a place that you mafkir.
Right.
So anybody should have a duty. I hear that. Well, maybe Shmuel Amar b'chdei sheyodiuhu, that you should know, right? Rashi says next Rashi afal pi shelo bar v'rohu, even though you didn't go by chayev b'chelku, you chayev for your portion. Why? Lo ram yikula asheni. It's not the second guy's responsibility. The halo giluhu din chayevu mishum poseach loshen mori, right? He didn't tell you. In other words, Shmuel says you should know. Rav said you have to know. It's called notice. Shmuel says it's called constructive notice. You should have known. You have that in America today also. A person slips in a grocery store. There's a spill. And a guy slips and gets hurt. So the owner says, I didn't know about it. I didn't know that a baby knocked off a bottle of something and it fell and it cracked and it made a whole spill and you tripped and hurt yourself. I didn't know that. The answer is, well, when did it happen? So you go to the security camera and it happened 18 hours before.
Sure.
So for 18 hours, you should have known. It's constructive notice. Yeah, it's called constructively. You should have known. It happened 5 minutes before. You shouldn't have known. The guys that you're allowed to live. You have the second it happens, if 18 hours goes by, you should know. Same thing with snow. All these things, right? All these things that hurt people. You shouldn't. At some point, you should have known. You're charged with notice.
What's the point?
What? What's the point? So then already, that's why there's lawsuits. It's a dentura. But the question is, at some point, you should know,
right?
That's why I gave an extreme example. Gave it 18 hours. A store owner should know, hey, there's a spill in aisle 7, right?
But you said yesterday a box of liquor is not.
That's because that's not a, what's it called? That's not something that you have to take care of. That's not a spill.
But that's a potential obstacle.
It's not even that.
You can expect it to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't expect a broken glass and a spill to be on a floor. You don't expect that. So my wife always told me, every time she would go to Bratz and there's like these puddles on the floor, I said, it's mamish a lawsuit.
It's scary.
Yeah. It's mamish a lawsuit, because they have constructive notice.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would
even if they don't have actual notice, which they have. Even if they don't, they have constructive notice. Exactly. Every time, they're going to call two witnesses. You ever go to Bratz? Yeah. You ever see puddles? All the time. Right? How are they going to win that?
Maybe happened 5 minutes ago.
What? No, but it's always there.
It's always there.
Right? It's a crazy thing.
Is that the only thing?
No.
Maybe that's
no, I'm not saying bad about that. I'm not saying bad about them. Just give me an example. That's an example of constructive notice. Yeah, you put on notice. There's a problem there. And when someone hurts themselves, they're going to be responsible. That's a mamash bar. It's a mamash bar. Right? Somebody didn't know. But you should have known. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, listen to this. Bechteshio de Yuhu, Viyathko Polim, Viyachros Arazim, Viyachatenu. You have to go, no? Have hire workers, cut down the tree, make the cover, and go cover it. Okay. Next.
You know, it's missing a point. And in the meantime, you should guard it. No?
What? In the meantime.
In the meantime, you should guard
it. So I think that's what Rabbi Yochanan means to say. Right? Kisau karoi v'nafal tocho shara chamar umeis potter. Well, kivad dichisau karoi hechi nafal. So 1 second. If you covered it properly, how'd this happen? How'd this happen? How'd it happen? It got wormy. Nothing lasts forever. Right? It got wormy. Okay, ready for this? You covered it that it was normal to withstand the normal traffic, everyday traffic of oxen, which is the normal mode of transportation. But it wasn't able to withstand camels. However, they were also gamalim. The Asu Gamalim came along, the Aruhu, and ruined it. They weakened it. The Asu Shvarim Vinafli let bay. And then the Shvarim came and they broke it, right? They can't open the bottle. I loosened it for you.
Right?
That's exactly what happened over here. The camels came along and loosened it. So when the oxen came, of course it broke.
Right.
My, what's the story? So Amr, Hechi Dami, 1 second, what's the case? Edishchichi Gamalim, if Gamalim was normally there, then Poshayahu, that it had to be strong enough to withstand them. Edishchichi Gamalim, and if it's not, Onesu, a guy brings an elephant over here. No, ever an elephant over here in this town? What do you want? It's an Ones. Lotzricha, no, the case is the Asul Prakim. Sometimes, Taka, they bring the elephant. Sometimes it happens. Right? Me, I'm reading. Do we say, Kiv on the Asid Leprakim? Since sometimes the people do show up with that. Posheahu, it's a Poshea. Dibarla, Suke Daite, you should have anticipated it. Oh, Dilmore, no. Kiv on the Hashtami as Leka, since it's normally not here. Onesu, you're an Ones. So what's the story? Tashma, it says in the Mishnah, right? It says in the Mishnah, Naf kiso karoi v'naf l'tocha sharachamar beis, potter. You covered it normally, and a sharachamar fell in, you're potter. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilem a karoi l'shvarim v'karoi l'gmalim, if it was roi for everybody, hey, chinafal, then how'd it break? El alav, it must be, lav karoi, el alav, it must be, karoi l'shvarim, it was good enough for oxen, v'lo karoi l'gmalim, and it wasn't good enough for gmalim, right? And it couldn't withstand the gemalim. V'ish chichi gemalim. But if gemalim are normal there, then am I potter? Then why are you potter? It must be posheya. You're posheya. V'ilosh chichi gemalim pshita. Then of course you're not potter. Onesu. You're an ones. El alav. It must be the asim leprakim. It must be that it was sometimes they would attack over there. V'asu gemalim. And the gemalim came. V'aruhu. And they weakened it. V'asu shvar. But the shvarim came along. V'naflu bay. And they fell in. V'katani. And what did the Mishnah say?
Potter.
You're potter. Alma, what do you see? Kivan dahash to leka ones hu. It's not an ones, right? Why is it not an ones? Why is it not an ones? Because gemalim sometimes are here. You're potter, you're still potter. Right?
Well, why do you give a case of the shore falling? Why do you give a case of the gemalim?
Because you'll see why. You'll see why in a minute. So what do you see from here? You see from here that you don't have to anticipate. Once in a while, they bring the gemalim. Once in a while, there's an 18-wheeler truck drive by it. Once in a while, that happens. Mostly, it's regular cars. So I'll build the bridge that can hold the regular car. And once in a while, there's going to be... And then when the car tackle break, the bridge falls, I'm not responsible. You hear this? Does that make any sense?
Wow.
Once in a while, the heavy cars come. But I'm going to build a bridge only strong enough to hold the regular cars. Because not that they don't come every day. Once in a while, they come. So what happens? Once in a while, the taka come. So then it's going to weaken the bridge. And then when the cars come, it's going to break the bridge.
It's like,
your potter.
It's like you think hurricane insurance is not around.
What?
You think hurricane insurance around here. It doesn't happen to
all of us. Right, so it's interesting.
Does that not make sense, though?
Does that make sense?
No.
Right. Once in a while, the Gamalan come. Think about it.
Listen, we build a house.
Right.
To withstand a hurricane. But sometimes you get a twister and it blows the house off.
Exactly.
But it's not what you're building a house for.
No, so the question is how...
What's the odds?
What the odds, right. Okay. So is it an own ace? Or is it normal?
Right.
Something you should anticipate.
It's exactly doing the odds.
What? Right.
Exactly doing
the odds. So we're saying now that they do come, just not that often. Yeah.
So it's able to stand it.
Put up a notice saying a weight limit of...
That's exactly what happens.
Right.
If you're a builder in LA, you have to build it for earthquakes.
100%.
You don't have to.
Right.
The Omri, but people still live there. Even though earthquakes come, people still live there, right? It's expensive. It's the most expensive place in America. People still live there. Yeah, hurricanes, earthquakes come, people still live there. It's not that, it doesn't happen all that often. But it happens once in a generation that it's a problem. But people still live there, right? So there you go, that's the answer. But Omri's law, that's not the pshat. La'olam really, karayla shvarva karayla gemalim. Really, it's right for it can withstand everybody. Udikakasha lachechi nafal, then how did it happen? It's like, yeah, what happened? It got wormy. Nothing lasts forever. Okay.
So not everybody's off the hook?
What?
Everybody's off the hook?
Yes. Yes, everyone's off the hook. Why? Why is everyone off the hook? Because you did your best, and nothing lasts forever, and therefore you're putter. Right? So at what point is it wormy enough they have to replace it? That I don't know. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya from our Mishnah, right? It says Lo kiso karai. If you didn't do it properly, v'nafal l'tocho sharach amaru meis chayiv. You're not chayiv. Now you're chayiv. The heichidami. What's the case? Ilem lo karai l'shvar v'lo karai l'gmalim. If it wasn't good enough for everybody, you asked me this in the Mishnah. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Of course. Shikol lememad the chayiv. I need a Mishnah to tell me you're chayiv. No, I don't need a Mishnah for that. Elalav karai l'shvarim. It was good enough for Shvarim, for Lo Karayu L'Gmalim, but it wasn't good enough for Gmalim. So, hey, Chidami, 1 second. Edith Shchichi Gmalim, if Gmalim were always here every day, back and forth, traffic, Poshehu, you're a Poshea. You didn't make it strong enough. E Lo Shchichi Gmalim, Onesu, then you're an Ones. Ela Lav, the Asun Liprakim, once in a while they come, Taka. V'asu Gmalim, the Gmalim came along, V'aruhu, and they weakened it. V'asu Shvarim, and Shvarim came along, V'nafluba, and fell in. Vikatani, what do we say? Chayev. You're Chayev. Alma, what do you see? Kivin the Asin Leprakim. Since it comes once in a while. Poshehu, you're Poshea. The boyle lasuki daite. Because you should have anticipated it.
Right.
Lolam, no. So we answered our question. No. Lolam, Kurayla Shvar, and Velo Kurayla Gmalam. Really, you only made it strong enough for oxen, not for camels. Vishchichi Gmalam. And Gmalam are always around. So you're a poshea, no? And then you should be chayiv even if shvarim fall in. So the Gemara says, you're right. I did the nasav reisha, since we said in the reisha, kiso karoi, nasiv nami, seifa nami, shalo karoi, kiso karoi, that you didn't do it properly, but really you did.
Right.
So it's not a kasha. Now, ikadia.
Yeah. I mean, you get a big fat shore compared to a guy. I think a shore weighs more than a guy.
What?
Big
so assuming not. So just imagine it's cars and trucks. Cars are always around. Trucks, once in a while, they show up. What? I don't know. I'm not a zoologist.
By the way, the Zoom rabbi's coming to town.
I heard.
On the
31st. I
heard. You can ask him.
Go ask him, exactly. Go ask him. Ask him about Baba Kama, Daf Nun Beis, Amun Beis. Go ask him, see what he says.
The Zoom rabbi.
Ikad the Amri, others say... Hanami, another version. Hanami vadai loi boyalon. It's not also not a kasha. The kivin to asin leprakim. Even if it comes once in a while, poshehu. Of course you're a poshea. The boyal asuki daiti. You should anticipate it. They come once in a while. The truck. Ki boyalon. What's the kasha? Hachihu di boyalon. Here's the kasha. Kiso kiru kiso shiachalam b'fnei shvarim. You made it strong enough to withstand normal traffic of oxen. Vul eni yachalam b'fnei gamalim. But it couldn't withstand normal traffic of camels. Ushchichi gamalim. And gamalim are here. And what happened? Had internal rotting away, right? From the worms. Maldutema, I would have thought, me Amrinan, do we say, well, Migu, Davi Poshea, Eitzel Gmalim, well, it's a Poshea for the Gmalim. You're a Poshea for that, but that's not why it broke. But you're a Poshea for that. Havi Poshea Nami Linyan Hasla, you're a Poshea for the worms. What's the difference what the Poshea is? Right? Odilma, or maybe, Lo Amrinan. Lo Amrinan Migu. Or we don't say that Migu. Right? Right? Therefore, we're only choshesh for the normal poshea. What's the normal poshea? That a camel's going to fall. It's not a normal poshea that it's going to break because of the worms today. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says, kiseu karoi, you covered it normally, v'nafal tocha shorach hamar, and of shorach hamar kedin umeis, and died, putter, you putter. Vitmar Allah, amr of Yitzchak, barbarchana, shesliya mitocho. It got wormy. Tehechi dami, what's the case? Ilem a karoi l'shvar v'karoi l'gmalim, if it was normal for both, you covered it strong enough to withstand both, visliya mitocho. Pshita l'putter. Of course you putter. My have a little note. What do you want from this guy? What do you want from the guy? You're looking up ways more?
Okay.
So go send the kasha to Ravina and Ravashi. What? So, of course you're potter. What do you want from the guy? Nothing lasts forever. I did my best. What do you want from me? El alav, karay l'shvar. That can't be the case. El karay l'shvar. It was normal for shvarim, for lo karay l'gmalim, and it wasn't normal for gmalim. V'shchichi gmalim, and the gmalim were normal here. V'thliya mitocho, and it got wormy. V'katani putter. We see your putter. Alma, what do you see? Lo amrina. We don't say migu dahavi poshei l'in gmalim, havi poshei l'in asla. Just because you're a poshei for that, you're a poshei for that also. So the Gemara says lo. La olam karay l'gmalim v'karay l'shvarim. Really, it was covered for good enough for both. Vesliya mitocho, and it got wormy inside. Ay, udikakashalach kisliya. I have a little mevad. What do you want from this guy? What could he do? Madatema. I would have thought ibarle lemezal umanake shaleha. You yourself should go and jump on it and make sure it's going to withstand, right? And go and test it. Kamash malon. You don't have such a duty, right? You don't have such a duty, and therefore. Your putter.
So basically, all you have to do is cover.
Exactly. With a cover to withstand whatever the normal traffic is. Exactly.
But sof kol sof, if it's weakened because it's wormy, every time the camel walks, it's going to weaken it more.
I know. It's a fair question. I don't have an answer to that question. I was thinking about that. It's at some point, you are a poshea because you know that the cover is getting weaker.
Yeah, but if that's the norm, then you should be checking it. If that's the norm, you should be checking it.
Wait a second, we said that at the beginning of the Gemara.
And replacing it in the first place.
No, but you accelerate the Gemara.
Well, we discussed that at the beginning.
Yeah, what did we say?
No, we were saying till when is the guy putter? He leaves it and
right.
It's covered.
Right. So I guess at some point it starts, it's so wormy that it's not a cover anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't break yet, but it's on its way, and you should. That's a good question.
Well, if you open a bar, which is Rav in 2010, how long are you responsible for this bar? For the rest of eternity? Or just how long is it yours?
But didn't we say that if someone covers it and someone uncovers it, the first guy's off the hook?
Yes.
His case is valid. He's not, nobody's uncovering it. It's going to be naturally rotting away 10 years from now. So 10 years from now, you go back to me?
Right. I know, it's a fair question. Yeah. I don't know.
And I look at it like tires on a car. You have to check the tires, or eventually they're going to blow out.
Right. So you're right. It's a good marshal. So for the first X number of miles, there's no duty to do anything.
Exactly.
Right. At some point,
you guys should be checking it. And if you don't check it, you're pesheya.
Frank, so let's do another minute. Tashma, 2 minutes. Tashma. We said in the Mishnah, Loki Sar Karoi, you didn't cover it properly. Chayev. Then of course you're chayev. So hey chidami, it's the exact same question we asked before. The ikadami. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilem the lo karoi lishvar v'lo karoi l'gmalim. If it wasn't good enough to anybody, no traffic at all. Tzrichol neimar the chayev. I need you to tell me a chayev. Of course you're chayev. Ela lav karoi lishvarim. It was good enough for ox v'lo karoi l'gmalim, but not good enough for camels. V'i shrichi gmalim poshehu. If gmalim are there, of course you're poshea. And if they're not, you're an ones. El olav, the shchichi gemalim, gemalim are here. V'hisliya mitocho, and it got wormy inside. V'katani chayev, yichayev. Alma, what do you see? Amrinan, migu da have a poshel in gemalim. Since you poshel for the gemalim, have a poshel in your hasla. You're pasher for this as well. Amrit lo, lo lam kawai le shuar v'lo kawai le gemalim. Really, it was good enough for the shuar, but not good enough for the gemalim. Ay, shrichi gemalim, and the gemalim are common. Vasu gemalim, the gemalim came along v'ruhu, and they weakened it. Vasu shvarim, and the shvarim came v'naflu bay, and they fell in. With the kakashalach, pshita pashehu. Ay, it's obvious. No, that's not the case. I did the nasiv reisha kiseo karoi. Since we said in the reisha, you covered it properly. Nasiv seifa nami lo kiseo. Sefer says he didn't cover it, but really you did. So that's not the case. Tashma, one more. Nafal tocha shor cherishot of a cotton. Vesuma, or suma. Mahalich balayla, or was night. Chayev. The balabar is chayev. Why is he chayev? Pikeach vahalach bayom, putter. But if he's a smart shor, and it's during the day, then he's putter. Vamai, why is he putter? Name, let's say, midahavi poshea l'in cherish, since you're poshea for a cherish, havi poshea l'in pikeach. You're pasher for everything. Even though that makes no sense. El Allah, that doesn't make any sense. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Lomina migu. We don't say that migu. I'm a pasher. I'm not a pasher for everybody just because I'm a pasher for certain cases. Why should I say that? I'm a pasher for blind oxen. Yes. You can't have a thing in the middle of the street and a blind ox. Of course not. What about a smart ox? Of course I'm not chayev for that. Shmamina. So you're not chayev. You're not chayev for the pasher, for a different pasher. I'm not chayev for that. I'm only chayev what I'm chayev for.
A deaf ox?
Yeah, no, whatever it is. It means an ox without das. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Right. Everybody have a very good day.
Why don't you just ask the ox?